You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Amen. Welcome back. You're listening to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with my show, this is the show where for the next hour, I'll be playing you guys a bit of variety and some music because I can't really stick to one genre of music and just talking about things and whatnot. But an exciting show for you today. I'm finally back in the studio, kind of was doing a little bit of like a working from home, like recording shows in my like basement, which I'm sure some of you guys who had been keeping up had noticed the quality in my really, you know, inexpensive gamer headphones. But I'm back, happy to be back in the studio, happy back on campus. This is also my senior year of college, which I'm pretty stoked on. I'm excited. I've been here for a while. It's kind of funny, like, you know, I mean, I'm glad today was like a sunny day and like there's like a bunch of tents in the AQ and like people are doing club stuff and whatnot. And the campus for now, before everyone gets logged down by work, everybody seems super happy to be here. Plus, oh my God, there's like, kind of forget, like, you know, this fall term is when like all the freshmen, all the like the newly, you know, high school graduated kids start, you know, their first year. And it's like, maybe I am a little bit old, you know, like, I don't know. It took me forever to get to this point. I like took so many gap years and like really dilly dallied through my undergrad. It's been like by the time I graduate, oh God, it's going to be like 7 years I've been at this school. But it's funny to see like a bunch of like, man, these little kids, man, they're like, you know, it's so weird, you know. So, I mean, this kind of feels like I'm pretty excited for this because I don't know. I feel like my senior year was never coming and I've only got like 6 more classes. That's 2 more terms before I can graduate. So it's feeling like my like season finale moment, you know, I'm the main character and this is like, you know, before the show gets canceled, you know what I mean? They gotta, you know, but anyways, spent the evening last night on a kind of a spur of the moment. Someone hit me up. So let's go climbing. So got some good climbing yesterday. Right after work, somebody hits me up with no pads and no plans, so I had to pull through for the group. And the sort of, I'm not a big, you know, I'm not an experienced climber, like, kind of suck. Kind of realized that coming out of the gym, the climbing gym, and going outside, I've been really humbled in terms of the grades I'm able to climb. And there's been, I mean, I don't want to say this is, like, my whole thing the whole summer. Like, this is not my white whale, necessarily, because we've been, you know, I've climbed like 3, maybe 4 times now outside, which is like way more fun than climbing the gym. But there was like my crux, you know, my project, which this is like the only second time that I went there, but it's the Peanut Boulder. It's like, it's in Godman Creek. It's in, you know, near Cypress Mountain. Went there last time at the end of our climbing session, went to go check out the Peanut Boulder. It's like a V1, so it's really easy. I'm sure there's some, you know, expert climbers out there scoffing at my climbing abilities, but went there and like first try got it. And it feels really funny because it was like, sometimes I'm finding the grades outside climbing, it's like either it's a V0 that's like way too easy and just doesn't feel like I'm doing it right, it was like this feels like cheating almost, you know, or it's like something that's like I can't even fathom like how I'm supposed to climb this. Like that's kind of where I sit and experience. And so this little Peanut Boulder looking thing, which is really, it really is just like this like cylinder kind of rounded peanut looking boulder, was the first kind of project I had, you know, and I've been thinking about it and thinking about going back, you know, and got it really quickly. And it's kind of ironic because I got like a, you know, I was one of those kids. The reason why your kids can't bring like peanut butter sandwiches to school is because of me. I was a little nerdy kid with a peanut allergy, and so it's kind of funny. I climbed the Peanut Boulder, you know. The first time I couldn't do it because I was, you know, a little allergy kid, you know. And now it's like almost like, you know, I've like earned my immunity to the Peanut Boulder, you know. So I thought that was kind of funny. It's not funny, but I'll just play some music. Ha ha ha. First, my first track of this week. Let's see, what are we doing here? I'm disorganized. My first track of the week, I've got a Scratch Buffalo song. Here's Hipster Bait on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. just drive away, whatever. Becoming a champion, you still have the fight. We're still in the run, we're on the list for local parking. Is it gonna be okay? I've been scared a while. I'm the tallest child.
And welcome back. That last track was Pom Poko with Champion here on CJSF 90.1 FM, which broadcasts on the stolen ancestral territories of the Kwikalem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. Man, and I think another reason why I'm pretty excited and, you know, looking forward to this first term, my senior term here. Well, I think primarily is I haven't gone to my first class yet. Oh my God, I'm going to be a mess. Like, I kind of usually have like radio at the end of like my schedule for the day, but today I've been maintaining this like 1 p.m. Time slot here. And I forgot how sweaty it gets in the studio, like, and I'm going to be kind of smelly going into my first class of the day, but it's okay. But nonetheless, I think that like, this summer that I just had has been, you know, despite like me not really accomplishing a lot of, well, actually, despite me not really accomplishing a whole lot, I feel like I set like so many goals of like project work and like portfolio work that I was gonna do to like better myself, and I just ended up going to the skate park every day. Nonetheless, I think it was still like a good time for growth, and I think looking at this next term, I think it's the first time that, you know, the end is in sight for me. I feel like school's always been super difficult for me. Like, it's really hard for me to, like, be in a classroom and, like, you know, juggle a job. And I don't know, it's just hard for me sometimes. So I kind of just, like, scrape by, you know. But for once, it's like, oh, I can kind of see past that. Like, graduation is kind of, you know, in my vocabulary right now. Like, I can, you know, think about what's going on after, like, you know, school ends in April, which is a really good feeling. And I think also, you know, kind of allowing me to sort of like look at, you know, what, you know, my life is like outside of school. You know, I'm thinking about like where I was like on day one of, you know, welcome week, like where all these like, you know, first years are in the AQ right now, thinking like, you know, like I better figure it out while I'm here, you know. And you know what, like, I haven't really figured it out, and I feel like anecdotally that's like what everybody says, you know. But I think that this summer, you know, I, you know, made big steps, like moved in, you know, moved my girlfriend into my apartment, so we live together, which is like a kind of a big and adult step in my life, and kind of, you know, has allowed me to appreciate, like, you know, kind of just like doing things that are like cool and like adulty, and like, you know, maybe just spending the whole summer going to the skate park and hanging out with people wasn't so bad after all. You know, I'm still like engaging with people in my community, and like, I'm not being a little gremlin playing video games, you know, with my roommate all day. Another big thing was that like this, you know, I guess it was just a week ago, we had our first, like, you know, the first hosted my first like house party as an adult, which is like really funny to think about, you know, thinking on the little, like, you know, the little shithead like high school parties and like maybe first year university parties that we've always been to. But like, it was like, you know, it's like, oh, everyone's kind of getting mature now, you know, someone's bringing like wine to the party, you know, like, you know, somebody's drinking like whiskey now, like, you know, that's weird. But it was great. Like, you know, had a whole like cookout for my friends, and then, you know, it was just for close friends at first, and like, you know, we were celebrating a lot of things. Oh my God, it was kind of a bit of a, it was kind of a bit of a logistical nightmare, because it was like my girlfriend Ava's birthday party thing, but also like sort of like a housewarming thing for, well, I say housewarming, I've been living there for 4 years, but, you know, I guess for her. And then, you know, my roommate and my best friend Patrick has just been done like a 2 month travel around East Asia, and he's coming back, and the other guy he's traveling, it's like also his birthday and like a bunch of other people's birthday. So it was kind of like a bit of a cluster F, you know? So, it was kind of funny, but, you know, we wrangled everyone in, and we had, like, an awesome turnout. Like, my apartment's super small, but we've got, like, a little garden suite, so the whole week I was, like, running around and running errands and figuring out how I could, like, put up some, like, string lights all over the backyard to make it nice and stuff, and, like, you know, feels good to, like, run and host, like, a successful event, and also, like, have it be at your house, too, you know, where, like, you get everyone to come over, and, like, you know, instead of it's just, like, instead of somebody's, like, parents' house, you know, it's, like, I feel like I'm bringing guests over, you know, like, I've made the place nice, you know, like, I've put away, you know, I've tucked away my gaming computer to the side, you know, and, like, you know, put away some, you know, cleaned up the house, you know, enough for people to, like, come and enjoy my space. And, you know, we had, like, 50 people come. It was, like, awesome. And, like, Ava's dad, like, hooked us up with these, like, sweet, like, tower speakers that were, like, super loud. We even got, like, a noise complaint from somebody upstairs. And I feel like that's kind of how you know, like, the party went well, you know? So, you know, little things like that. Like, it's exciting. You know, I'm excited for this, you know, this upcoming year, this upcoming school year. We'll see how long my gusto lasts here. I feel like I'm going to get my butt kicked, but we'll see. On to some more music here. We've got a band called Smush. Here's Lizzie McGuire here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
real.